Hello and welcome to Talking Sports with TK. I am Tommy Chrysan. Glad to be here. Glad to have you there. Thank you for listening to this podcast. Please share it with all of your friends. This episode, your LSU football update, brought to you by Tremonti's Meat and Seafood in Baton Rouge and meatandpotatoesusa.com. Going to talk some LSU football for you. Tremonti's can take care of all your tailgating needs for this Saturday, the game against Auburn. Kickoff not till 8 o'clock. Get your stuff all day from Tremonti's Meat and Seafood. You can call them. You can stop by on Jefferson Highway in Baton Rouge. They'll take care of you. You just tell them how many people you want to feed. They'll do the rest. Ribeye rolls, shrimp rolls, kebabs, party platters with catfish, shrimp, boudin wraps. They got cake balls. You got to try that out. Tremonti's Meat and Seafood in Baton Rouge. Connect with them on Facebook and Instagram. Hey, if you like to bet on LSU football or any football, college or pro, check out the hottest new website, meatandpotatoesusa.com. That's meatandpotatoesusa.com. Documented successful consultants where you can buy a pick and win some money. If the pick doesn't win, you get more picks for free. All right, TK is going to give you this LSU football update. We'll recap the victory over Mississippi State. Get you ready, set for the Auburn matchup. Always a lot of storylines with LSU and Auburn this year is no different. Got some key numbers and stats, as always. That's going to come to you right here on the LSU Tigers football update, brought to you by Tremonti's Meat and Seafood in Baton Rouge and meatandpotatoesusa.com. Don't forget to connect with me on social media. I'm happy to do that. Tommy Chrysan, K-R-Y-S-A-N, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. Check out my YouTube channel. And I am the oldest dude on TikTok. Just search Talking Sports with TK. Also, as I mentioned, sports betting is exploding in the USA. And you got to check out meatandpotatoesusa.com. Lots of fun, good stuff there. Check it out. We're going to hear a message from our host anchor for this podcast. Then we'll be back with your LSU football update, brought to you by Tremonti's Meat and Seafood in Baton Rouge. I'm Tommy Chrysan. You're listening to Talking Sports with TK. Hey, favorite our podcast. We'll continue in just a second. Stay tuned.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
We continue with your LSU football update. I'm Tommy Chrysan. Please share this podcast, like, favorite. You know the drill. And don't forget Tremonti's Meat and Seafood in Baton Rouge or the hottest new website, meatandpotatoesusa.com. Let's talk some Tiger football. Hey, last Saturday, LSU went on the road and beat Mississippi State 28-25, your final score. They covered the spread. Max Johnson with a big day. The defense played a little prevent, bend but don't break. It worked against the air raid offense. And the most important thing is the Tigers got a conference win on the road, defeating Mississippi State. Good stuff right there for LSU. Now, up next, LSU-Auburn. LSU leads the all-time series against Auburn. 31 wins, 23 losses. There has been one tie. LSU is not ranked, although the record is 3-1. Auburn has a record of 3-1. They're ranked 22nd in the AP poll, 22nd in the coaches poll. They won last week against Georgia State, 34-24. Former LSU Tiger T.J. Finley led a game-convincing, game-winning drive late in the game after he replaced the benched Bo Nix at quarterback. Finley's from Ponchatoula, started 5 games at LSU last year because of the transfer portal and COVID and all that junk. He was likely to start Saturday. I don't know if Coach Harsin has made it official yet, but I would think T.J. Finley starts against his former teammates. I'm sure he's still got a lot of friends on the team. We'll have to see. Brian Harsin, the head coach at Auburn's in his first year with the Auburn Tigers. All right, LSU has won 5 of its last 6 games, including 3 straight SEC games dating back to last year. Now, last year, Auburn posted a 48-11 win over LSU at Jordan-Hare Stadium on the Plains. But LSU has won 10 straight games over Auburn in Tiger Stadium a streak that dates back to 2001 when LSU clinched its first ever SEC championship game appearance with a win over Auburn. Auburn, the last time they beat LSU in Tiger Stadium was in 1999. Wow, back in the 90s, huh? Old times. Wow. LSU coach Ed Orgeron is 48-15 now at LSU. LSU's offense is averaging 34.5 points per game and 378 total yards per game. Only 80 yards rushing, 297 passing for the Tiger offense that's still trying to come together. Defensively, LSU is allowing 23 points a game and 346 yards per game, 108 rushing, 238 passing. LSU's defense does lead the nation in sacks with 20 through four games, and they're number two in the country in tackles for loss with 42. Sophomore quarterback Max Johnson, the lefty, will make his seventh career start for LSU on Saturday. He's 5-1 as a starter. In four games this year, he leads the SEC in passing touchdowns and ranks number two nationally with 15. He is the first quarterback in LSU history to throw at least three touchdown passes in his first six starts. That's pretty impressive stuff. There have been a lot of good quarterbacks at LSU. All right, sophomore wide receiver Kayshon Boutte, he has really exploded, and he leads the nation in receiving touchdowns with 8 after catching 2 against Mississippi State. Boutte leads the Tigers with 24 catches for 309 yards and 8 touchdowns. 14 different players have caught passes for LSU. Now, true freshman Corey Kiner, little guy, but he's good. He's quick. He's elusive. He leads LSU in rushing with 144 yards and 2 touchdowns in 3 games. He did not play in the game against UCLA. I look for Kiner to explode, and it could be this week against Auburn, who's not real good against the rushing defense. LSU is 26-1 overall under Coach Orgeron when having a 100-yard rusher. Defensive end B.J. Ojulari leads the SEC and ranks number 7 in the nation with sacks. He's got 4.5 to his credit. 11 different players have been credited with a sack for LSU. Senior linebacker Damone Clark, coming off a career-best 15 tackles against Mississippi State, it earned him the SEC Defensive Player of the Week. And, of course, you got place kicker Cade York, second-team All-American last year, didn't attempt the field goal against Mississippi State, so he's still sitting on 12 straight field goals dating back to last year. All right, as always, we've got some key numbers for you. 6. Our first number is 6. That's the consecutive starts where quarterback Max Johnson has thrown at least 3 touchdown passes, and he's the only quarterback in LSU history to do that. Our next key number is 20. That's the number of sacks LSU has recorded, which leads the nation. Next key number, 33. 33 straight games LSU has had at least one passing touchdown. That's kind of impressive. And then, of course, 12 is our last key number, and that's the consecutive field goals made by junior place kicker Cade York. He's made all 4 of his field goals this year, made his final 8 attempts last year. All right, it's 8 p.m. Saturday night in Tiger Stadium on ESPN. Huge game for LSU against a ranked opponent. As I mentioned, Auburn is number 22, so the Tigers will have to be ready. The whole T.J. Finley story, and we can go back decades with LSU-Auburn stories. There's always something, huh? The earthquake game, the fire catching, the building catching on fire by Jordan-Hare Stadium one year in Auburn. It's been wild and crazy, and usually this team that wins this game propels them to good things in the SEC West. That's going to be no different this year. So Saturday night, 8 o'clock, don't forget to get all your tailgating needs from Tremonti's Meat and Seafood in Baton Rouge. Connect with Tremonti's Meat and Seafood on Facebook or Instagram, or call them at 225-751-7665. And if you like to bet football, college or pro, check out meatandpotatoesusa.com. MeatandPotatoesUSA.com. You got Trey Blossman. You got Anthony Gallo. You got Andy Wells. You got myself, TK. Proven success. You can win some money at MeatandPotatoesUSA.com. All right, we're going to have the Coonass and the Redneck podcast later this week. We'll also have some picks from Trey Blossman, as always. We dropped an episode of Sports Takes yesterday all about LSU, college football, the New Orleans Saints, and the NFL. can always scroll back and check it out. Please like Talking Sports with TK. Make it a favorite on your podcast list. It's available on all the major platforms. And if you have trouble finding it, you send me a message on social media, and I'll make sure that gets straightened out. That's been your LSU football update. Tigers versus Tigers Saturday night in Tiger Stadium. 8 o'clock kick on ESPN. LSU versus Auburn. It should be a good one. LSU's a 3.5-point favorite. Over and under's 55. We'll talk more about that later this week. And information will be at meatandpotatoesusa.com. That's going to do it for this football update. Appreciate you listening. Again, share this with all your friends. Tell them all about it. It's all LSU football right here on Talking Sports with TK. I'm Tommy Chrisand. Talk to you again.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.